USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spent Saturday on the campaign trail in several battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin after traveling to Florida to cast his ballot. Following his rally in Circleville, the president predicted a red wave in November.
We're going to have a great red wave. It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before, because people are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime. They're tired of it. But you're going to have a red wave, the likes of which you haven't seen, and everybody knows it.
Vice President Biden held two events in Pennsylvania, where a recent poll has him leading Trump by 7 points. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, was also in the Buckeye State, holding an event in Cleveland, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for Biden in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry, it is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As Washington debates another round of coronavirus stimulus, small businesses say they can't wait. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody?
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiffs' counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Crews in Washington State Saturday worked to neutralize the first nest of so-called murder hornets in the U.S. Using a vacuum and wearing heavy protective gear, workers were able to pull between 1 and 200 hornets from the basketball-sized nest in the city of Blaine. The Asian giant hornets are far more dangerous to local honeybee populations than humans, but still deliver painful stings and can spit venom. They're normally found in multiple Asian countries, while Washington and British Columbia are the only places in North America where the insects have been found. And the Big Ten and Mountain West returned to college football play on weekend that saw a pair of top 20 upsets. Indiana beat number 8 Penn State in overtime, and Wake Forest toppled number 19 Virginia Tech. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.